In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we remember three women from the life of the early Christian Church: Dorcas, Lydia, and Phoebe. We could just as easily remember faithful women from the Old Testament who believed God's promises and lived accordingly. Or we could remember some of those women who accompanied Jesus during his ministry and cared for his physical needs. But the women remembered today take their part during the work of Jesus' apostles, each serving in their own way. Dorcas, also called Tabitha, was known in the city of Joppa for her acts of charity and for the clothes that she made. When she got sick and died, Peter was sent for. He came to Joppa, and by prayer, Peter brought her back to life. Her story is told in Acts chapter 9. We meet Lydia in Philippi on Paul's second missionary journey. She was a dealer in purple goods and expensive material. She was a worshiper of God, but when she heard Paul's message about Jesus, she believed and was baptized. Then she opened her home to Paul and his companions. That can be found in Acts chapter 16. Phoebe is a woman whom Paul sent to Rome with his famous epistle to the church in Rome. He commends her to them. She had been a servant or a deaconess of the church and had supported the work of Paul in his work. At the beginning of the book of Acts, which recounts this time in the early church, St. Luke writes that his former book, the Gospel of Luke, was about the things that Jesus began to do and teach. His second book is called the Acts of the Apostles, but it's really about the acts of Jesus. It's what Jesus continued to do and teach through his apostles. When we read about the lives of believers like Dorcas, Lydia, and Phoebe, we are hearing about what Jesus is doing through those who have heard the word of Jesus Christ crucified for them. And they believed in that word. And through them, Jesus acts. He acts in the charity of Dorcas, in the hospitality of Lydia, and the service of Phoebe. When we remember and give thanks for faithful women like this, our attention is, as always, directed to the Lord Jesus, in whom they trusted, and who has done such things through them. Let us pray. Lord God, receive our thanks for these women, Dorcas, Lydia, and Phoebe, who believed your word and served your church. Make us to follow their example, to hear and believe your holy word, and likewise live lives of service to your church and to our neighbor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.